Be'ezah Shem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shish Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam Masechta Shabbos, in the Sefer Zman book of Designated Times, which in this Perek, again, continuing the theme of the previous Perekim regarding the last of the Lamed Tes Melachos of Beitzah, which is regarding different Rishuyos, different domains. In this Perek, we discuss regarding an area that's surrounded with partitions and what makes it into that type of Rishuyos. As Rambam begins Halacha off regarding an area that was not surrounded with walls for the purposes of dwelling. Mokum shlehukuf ladira, an area that was not walled for the purposes of residential purposes. Elishia tishmish laver wasn't there for dwelling; it was just to utilize the airspace. Kugan, for example, ganis, gardens, fardesim, and orchards. Ukugan, for example, a makiv mokum in the agat l'shamer. Someone walls in the area of ground just to protect it. Okay, it's been similar types of cases. So, if the height of these partitions have a height of 10 handbreadths or more, it'll be considered like the private domain regarding to create liability for someone who carries out or throws or passes from this area to a public domain, or for the public domain into it. So, regarding that, as a stringency, we'll consider as a rishus ayach. But still one is not allowed to carry in the whole area, because the sages made it forbidden to carry in there, because since it's a large area and it was not walled in for the purposes of a dwelling, so in a way it's similar to Rosh Hashanah and Carmelis, which is rabbinically forbidden to carry over there. Only if it has an area of two saw or less than that type of area, where the reason for this is because all malachas of Shabbos and halachas we learn that from malachas of the Mishkan. Therefore, any area that was not walled in for the dwelling purposes, the sages relied on it that it's going to be forbidden to carry in it, like the courtyard of the Mishkan, which is two saw area, and it wasn't made for residential purposes. It was only surrounded with curtains. So to any place that was lohukuf ladir is what we're describing over here, it's not considered as a rishus hayachid gamer to allow carrying in it, only up until that measurement of Beis Hasai. Yes, I'll be the same, but if an area larger than what could be two saw worth of area, then you're not carrying inside of it. Like we said, ilba arba amos only within dalad amos, kikarmelis, like the halacha of a karmelis. Halacha base, v'chein tutu amud, a pillar, shegavoy asorot tvachem, it's 10 tvachem high. V'rochav ad, based on Simon, it's with, if it's up until two saw, okay, then you're allowed to carry in the whole, on the whole area. But if it's wider than two saw, similar to the previous case, then one is only allowed to carry within 4 amas. Selah shabayam, if there's a rock in the sea, if its height was pachas ma'asar or less than 10 tefachim high, then one is allowed to carry within dalad amas, mitoichi layamim in the yam latoichi. Because one cannot, even if it's a karmelis, you can't carry more than dalad amas, but within dalad amas, you're allowed to carry from the sea, from the rock to the sea, and minayam utecha from the sea to the rock, shak kol karmelis, because they're all considered the same domain of a karmelis, which you're allowed to carry within dalad amas, because this rock is not 10 tefachim high. But if the rock was 10 tefachim high, which now that's already the height of a rishus hayachid, like a private domain, so if hayirach by ma'abad tefachim at beis sasayim, if its width was from 4 tefachim up until 2 sasayim, which is like we said, hayo mutal atalta bakuli, it's just like the previous cases, which it's obviously, even if it has the dimension of rishus hayachid, it's not hukuf ladira, this rock in the sea. So up until 2 sa, hayo mutal atalta bakuli, since you're allowed to carry in the whole rock, so then, therefore, actually, now it creates a stringency. You're carrying in this area, so it's like not a karmelis, because a karmelis could only carry up in dalad amas. So then, ematal, and then you cannot carry not from it into the sea, or not from the sea into it. And the reason for that is because now the rabbanan said you're not allowed to carry from the sea, which is a karmelis, into the onto the rock, which is the rishus hayachid. Now, yes, let's say the dimensions of the rock was more than two sa. The Nafa Bishu Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a private domain, but since we said, since it was Nahok of Ladira, even though it's quote unquote the dimension of the Shosh Yachad, since you know, I carry more than Dalaramas like a Karmelis, so actually now, Hariz a Mutlal Taltam and Techliam and Yamotech, it's actually allowed to carry from it into the sea or the sea into it, because Shazed Dabashayna Matsehu. Not so common that you should have this enclosed area, which is this quasi rishus hayachid, quasi karmelis, more than two sa near the sea, and therefore the gazer. But therefore, in that case, they weren't geyser, and they allowed you to carry, even though technically it's not your regular karmelis, because it is 10 tefachim high. So yeah, but since it's more than beis hasayim, we're not letting you carry more than dalad amas. So in that way, it's like a karmelis. So okay, so it's quasi common. Rosh Hashanah, it's not so common. They weren't geizer, but they're not letting you carry from the sea to the rock and from the rock into the sea. Halacha gimel, kamehi beis sah. Now, how much is the area of a beis sah, which we're saying that how much you could have a sah, which is a measurement, and we're saying double that is the shear of beis sahim. So chamishim amah, chamishim amah. 50 by 50 amah is the area how much you would have of a sah. Now, nimtza beis sahim comes out Tusa is makam shesh b'tish b'orta, is the area that you have in the calculation of its area, is chamesh tesalaf amah, is 5,000 amah. So any area that has that measurement of the area, whether it's a square of that amount of amma of 5,000, if it was a perfect square, it would be 70 amas and a little bit by 70 amas and a little bit. Or whether it was a circle, or whether other configurations of shape, that would be qualified based on time. And again, have this halacha, which we said that it transitions to be, if it's less than more than the base of time, if we can let you carry throughout the whole area, or only within dalet amas. Halacha dalt. Malkam shle hukif ledicha. If you have an area, again, like the same concept, that was not enclosed for the purposes of dwelling. She is my basis time, which has an area of tusa. So, im hoya arkoi pishnam kirachbay. If its length was double its width, kadeshiyim me'al chamishim, that it's now going to be 100 by 50, because the length is double the width, kachatar mishkan, which is actually how it was by the courtyard of the mishkan in the midbar, mutl talta b'kuloi, you're actually allowed to carry throughout the whole area. That's if it's base assigned. And it was double the width, like the Mishkan. But if the length was more than double of the width, even by one amma, then you're not allowed to carry, because such a large area would be confused with a Rosh Hashanah. Only within the Alamas. Because they didn't make that this halach of Tusa, which is utility, it's for airspace, like other courtyards. Only learning from the Chatz of the Mishkan, which was up until double its width. More than that is already now we're not going to allow you to carry. Halacha hey, makam shehukif shalilu shem dira. Again, the area that was not fenced in for the purposes of dwelling. In pagatz by pirza, but if let's say someone makes a hole, a breach in that wall, yes, alam esa amas, more than the area of 10 amas, begoiva asar tzvachem. And with a height of 10 hand breadths. Then, after they made this hole in the wall, the Godabalishim Tira, then they refenced it. And they made it for the purposes of residential purposes. Adasara up until a height of 10 Tvachim. Oh, the Mutla Taltaba Kataycha. Then, actually, one would be allowed to carry inside the whole thing because that's considered, because when you make such a large breach, it's like it destroyed the walls and it's like you're making a new wall now. Now it's made for the residential purposes. So it's Makam that's Hukif Ladir. And the truth is, even if you only broke one amma part of the wall, and then you fenced it in for the purpose of dwelling, and then the paratz amma, then you went to the next part of the wall, and you broke another amma, and then you made the wall for the purpose of dwelling. Until you went and you did an amma, then an amma, then an amma, then an amma, until it became an area, the new area of residential purposes, more than 10 ammas. But coolly, you'll have to carry throughout the whole area, even though now it's many mil. In its area, it doesn't make a difference. It's like a regular private domain because of this that they just refenced it. Halacha vav, makam yesem ibis asayin, an area that's more than two sa shahukav ledira. So in contrast, when there was shalayhukav ledira, now if it was walled in for the purpose of residential purposes, which it could be more than two sa asayim, because it could be many mil even. But the case is of nizra rubay, the majority of the area was planted vegetables. Stuff like that. So it's like a garden. And actually, you're not allowed to carry throughout the whole area because seeds nullify the ability to dwell because people don't usually dwell in the garden. So even the part that was not planted, you can't carry throughout the whole area because the majority, which is how you qualify something, is a garden. Now, nizim u'tei, if only part of the minority of it was planted, so in nizim in the basis of time, if tusa of it was planted, mutu l'talta b'kulei, then you'll have to go ahead and carry throughout the whole area, even the place where the seeds are, because it's all considered as a dwelling purposes, because it was only up until Beis Asayim. But if the place where the plant is more than the area of Beis Asayim, then you'll now go ahead and carry throughout the whole area, because the essentially became a carmelis by having so much of it planted, and then the place where the dwelling is breached into that area. Now, but let's say that was all regarding planting seeds, vegetation. Nitarube, but let's say the majority of that plantation where this person's estate is was planted with trees. Then it's like a courtyard, then you're allowed to go ahead and carry throughout the whole area because people plant trees in courtyards because they like the shade. So it doesn't make a difference even though the majority of it is trees, it still that does not nullify the dwelling element. Let's say it gets filled up with water. So even though it was very deep, it's fit for utility, for drinking, or things like that. It has the same halachic status like trees. A lot to carry throughout the whole area. But the main room latashmas, where the water there is not fit for utility, then they metal by El Ba'amas, then it's like when like halacha b'zrayim, like seeds, which is not useful and people don't dwell over there, and therefore you could only carry within Dal Ba'amas. Halacha zayin, mokam shukov shelo l'shem dira. If you have an area that was fenced in not for the purposes of dwelling, sheyesh by base sholish sa'im, which has an area of three sa', which again that's more than base sa'im. So we said that you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Ba'amas. But then the kehu by base sa', then one sa' of it was roofed over. Kiruy matirei. The fact that one sa' of it was roofed is actually going to permit the carrying, because what happens is shepi tikra, the edge of the roof that borders the remaining two sa', is yared v'saisim. We view the edge of the roof, the thickness of it, as if it's the beginning of a wall, as if it comes down and closes the area. So it's like this, as if there's a partition separating between the saw that's covered and the two saw that's not covered, comes out that the remaining area, since it's fenced off, only has base asim, which we said you're allowed to carry, because it's not more than base asim anymore. Now, nifritz bimilui, we're talking about over here, this enclosed area for non-residential purposes that had more than base asim. And then nifritz bimilui, it got breached in its totality, meaning on one side, the fourth wall, as one would call it, got totally breached. There's no wall left on the fourth side. It got totally breached, lechatzer, into a courtyard, which the courtyard is wider than this karfif, than this the non-residential walled in area. And benifritz lechatzer, the courtyard, which is where this karfif is opened up into, it got breached less than 10, so it's like a less than 10 amas, so it's like an opening connected on the opposite side. So chatzim muteres keshaisa, the court is going to remain permitted as it always was, but and bakarf vasek keshaisa, the karf is going to remain forbidden as it was because it was more than mesa time. Because she'in avra chatzim atire. In this case, we're not going to say that the courtyard of the airspace of the courtyard is going to be permitted as if it's open into something that's permitted. No, they retain their own identity. And the chatz is going to remain permitted, and the karfif is going to remain forbidden. Halacha ches. If this karfif, as we call it, this place that was walled in for non-residential purposes, was more than base time, which we said, then you can't carry more than dalat amas. So avol might be lonis. So he's coming to diminish it by taking up space that it gets smaller with trees in the meat. That's not going to minimize, like we said, trees don't minimize. That's considered as part of the area. Now, if they build a beam, a pillar, on the side of the wall, it's 10 tefachim high, and its width was more than 3 tefachim or more, okay, that's going to minimize the area to make it less, that it could be less than base of sign. But if its width was less than 3 tefachim, then anyway, that's not considered minimizing, anything less than 3 tefachim, kalabadam is like it's closed, and therefore, it's going to be considered as an extension of the wall. It won't have its own miut, its own minimizing. So if let's say it was more than 3 tefachim away from the wall, and you make a partition, okay, that will minimize because it's like new walls. But if it's less than 3 tefachim away from the original walls, you haven't done anything because it's just like adding on to the original wall. We don't see it as an independent entity because it's within 3 tefachim from the old wall. Halacha tes, tachas akeis l'betit. If they smear the wall with cement, a new layer of cement, the wall, even if that cement cannot stand on its own, that is minimizing, because now the wall just got thicker and it's taking up space of this carafin. Now, hirchik min hatel, if they distance from the mound, which in the carafin, there's from the mound up until the walls, more than base asayim. So if they distance from the mound, shleisha, 3 tefachim, and then the asa mechitza, then they make walls so that you can now dwell on that mound and to utilize the area of the mound. Oh, that's going to be effective because, like we said, more than three Tvachim away is considered a distinct entity. So the walls that you're making now are for residential purposes, and that's going to go ahead and create a new wall entity. But if you made the walls on top or the edge of the mound, it's not effective. Because they're already walls from the mound itself. The mound is a wall. So making walls on top of walls, is not effective. And the original walls were not for the purposes of the dwelling. So, but you can't make new walls. Now, nivla mechitza tachlin, but if the original walls from, let's say, the mound gets absorbed, it's swallowed up into the ground, v'areil yon kayem, is now the second walls now are there. Okay, hol benasal yon l'shem dir, since the upper walls were made for the purpose of a dwelling, v'areil yon shem nira elihin, the only one that's visible is that one, because the original one got sucked into the ground, and it's hol, then it will be effective, mutl tal b'kul, then you'll be able to carry throughout the whole mound over there. Halacha yud, rechava shachori batim. Expand, it's like a yard that's behind the homes, that they would have these not such used areas, but it was areas behind the homes. Yisera beis esayim, more than beis esayim. So ima tadla el ba'arbi, you could only carry within dalet amos, because again, it was not walled in for the purposes of dwelling. They didn't use it as part of their regular residential purposes. And even if the opening of the house opened up into the rechava in the backyard, it wasn't for residential purposes, it would only be allowed to carry within dalet amos. Now, but if let's say the house opened up into that rechava behindhand, the achkach given, only subsequently did they go and fence it in, okay, so you already had your opening beforehand, so when you walled it, then it was walling for residential purposes, then you're allowed to carry throughout the whole area. Halachir Aleph, rechava, this area behind the homes, which was more than based asayim, and again, it was not enclosed for residential purposes. Now it opened up into the city from one side, and the other side opened up into a path that would reach to the river. So what you could do is, you can make a side post, which is a stick going up on the side of the opening that opens up into the city, and then that would allow you to carry throughout the whole area of the Rechava. And from it into the city, from the city into the Rechava, that would consider it as like a fourth wall, it wouldn't be breached, and therefore that would allow you to carry in the area itself, and from the Rechava to the Medina into the Rechava. Halacha Beis, regarding if there's a dwelling on Shabbos in an open area, or in regarding as it applies to caravan. So Yachid Shabbos Bebek, if you have an individual that he's spending Shabbos in an open field, and he made partitions around him, but inferior ones, as we're going to explain in Lachid Chas, either only vertical sticks or only horizontal ropes, so it's not like a full-fledged wall, and it's not even crisscross. So, im yesh ba'ad beis esayim, if the area has only up until two saw, mutal b'kul, then he's allowed to carry throughout the whole area. But if it's more than beis esayim, in mutal b'il ba'abamas, then he can only carry within dalet amos, because the sage was stringent for this person who didn't make full-fledged but rather inferior walls. They were only letting it up until beis esayim. So if there were two people, but if there's three or more Jews that they're spending Shabbos in the open area, they have halacha as a caravan, and therefore they're allowed to carry for whatever their needs are, so even if it's many mil, which is a huge area. But stipulating, as long as there's not remaining from the partitions that they had used to enclose the area, you can't have an area of Tusa that's empty without some of their vessels, some of their items. Because if there's an open area that they had enclosed of Tusa without any of their utensils over there, so therefore they didn't need that area, therefore they're not allowed to carry actually the whole area that was enclosed. Because they obviously enclosed more than what they needed, and they were considered the whole mechitza as if it's not. Ela ba'arba amas, and if it's only going to be able to carry within dalet amas. And moreover, a minor cannot complete the number of three to be considered as a caravan. Halachid gimel. Shleisha shikifu kadei tzarkam. If you have three people that they encircled their area according to what they needed, like we said in the previous halacha, not extra. V'kona shvisa, and then they acquired their Shabbos residence when it starts by twilight. And then one of them died on Shabbos. There's still a lot to carry throughout the whole area, because when Shabbos started, there was three, even though now there's two, which wouldn't allow this halacha, it doesn't make a difference. So to the other way around. Let's say two of them acquired their Shabbos residence by enclosing an area more than Tusa, which for two people would not allow you more than Tusa. And then Shabbos, a third person comes, they're not allowed to carry El Ba'aba Amas, only Dalar Amas, because like it was before this third guy came. It's the Shabbos that causes it when the Shabbos starts, not the amount of people that there happens to be over Shabbos, for better or for worse. Halach Yadal. If there are three places that are walled in not for residential purposes, which we've been calling along this karfif, which is an enclosed area for non-residential purposes, if there's three of them, one on the side of the other one, and they open up one into the other one, the two outer ones, if they're wide, and the middle one is narrower, so it comes out essentially, since they open up into each other, that the two outer ones have essentially pasim mekan mekan, have boards on either side, where because it's narrow, it's like bottlenecking going into the middle one between them. And v'yachad bezeh, v'yachad bezeh, v'yachad bezeh. There was an individual in the outer one, and the middle one, and then the other outer one. So nasikishayaga, they will become like the halacha of a caravan, because the two outer ones will combine with the middle one, because it's like as if it's in one domain, because they're the big ones, and they see themselves as if they're in the middle one, which are smaller and bottled to both of them, so they're all like in the middle one. So it's like three people all together. So b'naislam, call it sarkum. Therefore, they give them whatever ear they need to have. But, hayim tzayir achav, if the middle one was wide, v'shnei mechatzayim getzarkum, the two outer ones were narrow, sh'nimtza comes out, am tzayi, that the middle one, befast m'shnei ruchay, so he has boards on either of his two sides. Hadehu moved the m'shnei mechatzayim, he's considered separated from the two outer ones. Levikach there from Shabbos, yachad bezeh, b'yachad bezeh, b'yachad bezeh. If you have an individual in the outer one, in the middle one, the outer one, einoslam kotzak, we don't give them all their needs. El kol echad ve'echad, yesh le'beis asayim, b'pokam, each and every one has two saw in their place, like you would consider for individual. Now, however, ha'yachad bezeh, b'yachad bezeh, shnayim b'mtsoi. But if you have one individual on the outer one, that's smaller, and one individual on the outer one that's smaller, u'shnayim b'mtsoi, and two in the middle one, which is the bigger one, which we would see others that, as if you see the bigger one in the middle, in the smaller ones, you have two in the outer one, two in the other outer one, and one in the middle one, then you actually would give them all their needs, because the two outer ones would combine with the one middle one to be considered as a caravan. Halakha Tezvav is regarding what qualify is considered as a mechitza, as a partition. So any partition that cannot withstand a common wind, any mechitza is not considered as a partition. And any partition that's not made for placing things down over there, in a mechitza is not considered a partition. Any partition that's only made for to be discreet for purposes of modesty, in a mechitza is not considered a partition. Any partition that's not a height of 10 tefachim or more, in a mechitza gemur is not a full-fledged mechitza. Now, gidud chamisha, mechitza chamisha, if you have a mound that's 5 tefachim, which the mound itself, although it's filled up, is itself a partition. But it's one type. Mechitza chamisha, then you have a partition above that, which is only 5 tefachim high. So the area where you're going to be on top of the mount is only going to have 5. But together, mitzvah, they combine to be 10 tefachim of a partition. Halacha design. Kol mechitza, any partition, sheyesh beparetz merubah lo'emet, where let's say you encircle the area. But the breached area, the open area, the holes in the fence, are more than the standing parts of the wall. In the mechitza, is not considered a partition. But if the breached area was like the closed area, it means 50-50, it's going to be permitted. But that, as long as you don't have by the open breached areas of the fences, appears a hole, that's going to be more than 10 amas. Because I will have essa amas, but if it's 10 amas, pesach, meaning if it's 10, it's going to be like an opening. If this breach had, that's going to be like a pesach, meaning 10 amas, is an opening, so it's not considered. You're all closed, and you have an opening. Every closed area needs an opening to get there. But in Hoyle Pitzu Tzur as a Pesach, but whereas if it's more than 10 amas, it's not an opening; it's a breach. But if this breach has a Tzur as a Pesach as a form of an opening, then Af B'Shiyesh B'Yaseh Me'Esa. Then even if it has more than an opening of 10 amas, Inim Afsetz Mechitz, that would not ruin the partition, because even though it's more than 10, it's obviously not a breach because it has a doorway. But as long as in the overall of when you take into consideration the whole enclosed area, as long as the breach area is not more than the enclosed area. When we say this, only if the breaches are Meshleshet Tvachim Lamala, that have from 3 Tvachim and more. But if the breaches were called Pitzim and Pachos Meshleshet, if every breach was less than 3 Tvachim, Harizim Materis, then it's going to be permitted the enclosed area of Alpha Bishop Parts of Alignment, even if the breached areas is more than the closed areas. How's that possible? Kosher kapokas mishlesha, anything that's less than three tvachim, harikulab, it's like it's closed. So therefore, even though if you counted up all the breached areas more than the closed areas, but we don't consider any of those breaches as anything because they're less than three tvachim. So therefore, it would be valid. Halachit chaz keitzan. How so did we say that anything that's less than three tvachim is like loved? So harishik of bakanim. Someone went and surrounded his area and closed it with sticks, with reeds. Now between each pole, you don't have more than three tvachim. Or that's vertical. Or he went and he surrounded it with ropes, horizontal. Now between every rope, you don't have an area of three tvachim. That's going to be considered as a full-fledged partition. Even though it's only vertical sticks without any horizontal ropes, or it's only horizontal ropes without any vertical sticks, that's going to be okay. But you have to have that the height of the sticks are at least 10 tefachim. And even though you can have more parts than oimid, but since the gaps are less than 3 tefachim, even though the sticks are not, that's not going to be a problem. Or going with the horizontal ropes, it should be from the ground to the edge of the thickness of the upper rope. You have to have 10 tefachim in hikav b'chavom if it's surrounded with ropes, because you can't have a partition less than 10 tefachim of height. All these measurements that we said, halacha mishum sinai, they're all halacha from tradition of Moshe that he received from Har Sinai. Halacha yitess. We had mentioned regarding a Tzuris HaPesach, which would validate the pirtza that's more than 10 amas. So on that, the Rambam says, Tzuris Pesach hamur b'chamakam. This is what we talk about, a form of a doorway that's always mentioned. What is that? A fellow kana ukoyetzabai, even if it's just a reed or something similar like that, like for example a rope, mikan on one side, and another stick on the other side, and a reed that's on top of them, and that has the frame of a door, of a doorway. Now, geva shnei l'chayayim, the height of the two side posts have to be asar tefachim ayayisa, 10 tefachim or more, and the stick, or whatever similar, that's on top of them, even if it doesn't touch the two side posts, even if there's a gap between them of many amas, but since the height of the two side posts are 10 tefachim high, and you have that stick on the top, and there's a Tzuris Pesach that's considered the frame of a doorway. And with Tzuris Pesach Sha'amr, this that we talk about a doorway, is Tzrich Hashtei B'riya L'Kabal Delz. It has to be strong enough to contain a door. I feel Delz Shakash, even if the door is made out of straw, which is very weak, but it has to be able to contain somewhat of a door to be considered as a Tzuchas HaPesach. Halacha Chaf. Now, Pesach Tzuchas HaKippah. Now, if you have a doorway, that its form is a dome. So it's not a rectangle, it's not a square, but it rather circles on the top. So the problem with that is that in the circles, it ends up meeting somewhere on the top, and it loses, obviously, the element of being a doorway. So im yesh ba'irich ragla kippah. So if there isn't the length of the legs of the dome, meaning before it starts to turn, because where it turns, that's not going to combine, if you have in the legs, asar tvachim, a head of 10 tvachim, hadez etzuris ha-pesach, it's going to be considered as a etzuris ha-pesach. Now, however, if you make a Tzuris HaPesach from the side, mean to say that, for example, from the near the corner of the where the walls are by the corner, in the corner that's nothing. Because it's not normal for doorways to be by the corner; it'll be only in the middle, and therefore that won't qualify as a Tzuris HaPesach. Halacha Chof regarding the substance, the material that a mechitza can be made out of. You can make a partition out of anything. Ben Mekelim with a vessel, Ben Mechalim with food, and Ben Adam even with a person. Fil Behema, even with an animal, or Shomin Nechabayv, or all the types of wild animals and birds, Behuba, that as long as she kfusim, as long as they're tied down, Kadesh Leinu do that, they don't shake, because you can't have a moving wall. Lachachabez, Mechitza Emetz Melecha, if you have a partition that's standing by itself, it's a naturally made wall. Hezik Shecha, that's valid. Now, Mechitza Nasa B'Shabbos, if a partition is made on Shabbos, Hezik Mechitza is going to be considered as a partition. So it's considered like Rosh Hashanah regarding if you throw inside a big mechayev b'chatas, but you're still not allowed to carry inside that mechitza if it was made deliberately, as we're going to say shortly. Now, if nasa b'shkagav is made by mistake on Shabbos, the person didn't realize that. So the mutl talt b'bayis on Shabbos, a lot of carry in that area because ultimately there's a mechitza. He's allowed to carry in that area on Shabbos. But that is as long as sheti asr shlo dasa metatl. If it was made not for the purposes of the one who ultimately is carrying in there. But if this person intended for this partition, although he did it by mistake, that it should be on for this Shabbos, it should be able to carry over here. And even though the one who did it by mistake, also he's not allowed to carry in there on that Shabbos. It was done deliberately to violate the sin of Shabbos. But even though this guy didn't intend to carry over there, but he did it deliberately, or he's also talking about then it's not allowed to be carrying over there. Halacha Chav Gimel. Mutalas mechitza shel bnei adam Shabbos. You're allowed to make a partition of people, which we said you can make a mechitza of people on Shabbos. Shiyamet zeh betzad zeh, that this person should stand on the side. Ubavachla yedu elo emdem, as long as those people who are standing don't realize, because if they know that they're making a partition, so then it's like making mechitza on Shabbos, which you're not making mechitza on Shabbos. As long as they don't realize, that it's because of making a mechitza that this guy has them standing specifically together as making a partition. Now, more of the loyamet oisim adam, the person should not have them stand up to make a wall. The one true ritz l'shtamish mechitzu that he's the one that wants to use his partition. Loyamet oisim achar shloim daita. Rather, someone else should have them stand to make a wall without the awareness of the one who needs to carry. He should not be aware of it when this guy's making this partition out of the people. Halacha of Dal. Ilan Trumesach al Arzi. When you have a tree that's hovering, that its branches are so long, they're leaning over the ground. So if the branches are so low down that they're not more than the height of 3 tefachim from the ground, so it's like essentially like it's like on the ground already, so it's like covering, so it's like its own area, covered area, like Rosh Hashanah. So Mamali Bimbad Ba'olav, what you do is you fill it between the branches and the leaves, Tevin Vakash, Kayitzban, straw and stubble and similar things, Vakashim Ba'ogat, and you tie down the to the ground, so that it could withstand a common wind, and at least it's not going to shake. Umatal, the Tachas Kulin, now you're allowed to carry beneath that whole area of the tree. But who, as long as she utachta Ba'ad Beis Hasayim, as long as the area beneath it is only up until every Beis Hasayim. If it's more than Beis Hasayim, then Imatal and Tachtav, then you can only carry beneath it with an area for Amos, because the area beneath the tree is obviously, although it's a mechitza, but it's mokum shlehokub ledirhu, the branches were not originally made to surround the area of this trunk for the purposes of residential purposes. This was because that's how the tree grew, and therefore it would only be allowed up until the area of Beis Hasayim.